Mike Krewald joins us from Dunn Financial Services here in Tumwalak. Morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Jeff. I am very well, thank you.
Good. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I didn't gain weight, lose weight, or anything bad like that. So.
Yeah, me neither. It wasn't traditional, so it was very different. So, I didn't gain or lose a pound. Did you hunt? No hunting?
Opening day, and that's as far as I got.
That was it? Because you're too busy. Yeah. You know what? There's an old guide from up north in Eagle River from my Eagle River days. His name was Marv Elliott. He went by the handle of Buana. And Buana used to say, if you're too busy to hunt or fish, you're too busy.
Yeah. We're working on it.
But it's that time of year for you, and you've been here visiting us a lot lately, and so we want to let's get the legal disclosures out of the way here first, and we'll get back into a conversation here, Mike.
Awesome. Okay. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 12 organizations that offer 51 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE or your local state health insurance program to get information on all your options.
There we go. Now we're on the legal side of things. And so it's busy this time of year for you because of the deadlines that are coming up. And there's open enrollment deadlines coming up for Medicare first. Let's talk about that one first. If you're 65 or older, first of all, what is Medicare? Because I don't think we've ever started from the really ground floor here. At least it's been a long time. So what exactly is Medicare for folks that are just listening this morning and say, yeah, I hear them talking about that all the time. What the heck is it?
Well, Medicare is the health insurance program for typically people that are seniors, the 65 and older individuals. It's something that money has been deducted from their paychecks through their working lifetime and supposedly goes off into a separate fund that is used to pay for health benefits later on. Besides the over 65 market, you have people that are on Social Security disability, and they qualify once they've been disabled for 24 months.
Okay, so it's not necessarily just a 65 or older thing. That's the other side of the coin. I guess I didn't know until right now.
Correct. Yeah, there are people out there that, again, because of collecting Social Security benefits, disability benefits, earlier than 65 for a period of 2 years, they automatically qualify for that.
For people that haven't experienced Medicare yet and what it exactly does, it's your insurance policy once you retire. That's a very simplistic way of saying it. Your insurance policy when you retire, you worked all your life, now you get Medicare.
Correct. And it doesn't pay for everything,
okay.
But there's gaps out there. So Medicare will pay for 80% of the approved charges at their approved reimbursement rate, and that's just strictly health insurance. Medicare does not cover prescription drugs.
Okay, let me see if I'm...
Unless it's in the hospital setting, the Part B.
Let's say I've turned 65, I'm retired, I was reaching for something up in the cupboard, I fell down, broke my arm. So I go to the doctor, they set my arm, and the price for setting my arm was $1,000. But Medicare says, we won't approve quite that much. We'll approve maybe $700. We'll pay for that, and you're stuck with the rest.
Yeah, so what happens is everything that medically...
So there's no deductibles with Medicare?
Yes, there can be. It's there will be. There's a deductible for Medicare Part A, and there's a deductible for Medicare Part B. A is primarily your inpatient hospital.
Okay.
So you would be responsible for that deductible, and then... the 20% not covered by Medicare in that realm. And then on the Medicare Part B side, currently for the 2023 year, there's a medical Part B, Medicare Part B deductible of $226. That's going up to $240 next year.
Well, Mike, I'm retired. I don't have an income coming in anymore. So what do we do to cover those gaps?
That's where the insurance comes in.
Okay.
That's either your Medicare supplement or your Medicare Advantage plans. Like I tell people when we're meeting and exploring our options, they both work. They each bring something different as far as pros and cons to the table. So once again, the saying that I use with everybody is your situation is the boss. Your situation will give direction as far as what makes sense and is appropriate.
So that's why there's not really a one-size-fits-all solution here, because almost everybody's got a different situation.
Exactly. Boy, can't overstate that enough.
So right now, I always try to relate things that I don't understand to things that I do understand. I understand how my insurance policy works right now. We pay this premium, and we have a deductible. Once that deductible is met, then they start paying a lot more. basically 80-20 is usually the way the split goes. But then I don't have any other means. I don't think I have any other means as a working person to get a supplement to cover the gaps. I know there's that duck who's on TV right now. I mean, that might help a little bit, but I've also seen some of those policies. They don't help much. They help a little bit, but they don't help much.
Correct. Those are indemnity policies, and again, I'm not a huge fan of those.
So then once we get to Medicare, we'll have the basic insurance, but then, I guess to correlate it back to what I have now, I have one plan and I get it. Once I turn 65, I'll have basic Medicare, but I'm going to need more plans to help me cover all the different things I'm probably going to need.
Yeah, so your Medicare supplement works with Medicare. Your Medicare supplement is also known as a Medigap. So the terminology is synonymous out there, and it fills the gap that Medicare does not pay for.
Okay.
There's some riders out there. A person can kind of customize, you know, their supplement a little bit, but in Wisconsin, any other state, they're all going to offer the same riders. They're going to have the same functionality out there. It's just how are you going to put it together out there? And then you have the Advantage plans. Right now, we are the fall enrollment is all about, according to the advertising, it's all about the Medicare Advantage plans. Mm-hmm. What does get overlooked is the drug plan, which, again, I've talked about pretty much every time I've been out here. But
right.
They lead you to believe that on the Medicare Advantage that you have to do all this stuff, etc. The Medicare Advantage plan, I tell people, that replaces Medicare, where these are private companies that are contracted with Medicare to handle the claims, handle the benefits. They cover exactly the same things that Medicare does. They can offer the extras, which that's what they really focus on when they're doing their advertising. But they just work differently than the supplements. That's why people need to kick the tires both ways. And again, rather than fall, I don't want to say victim necessarily, but get sucked in with the advertising, they need to look at both of their options.
Mm-hmm.
And again, connect the dots specific to themselves so that they end up where they feel they're going to be best served.
That's where you come in. A lot of us, this is over a lot of our heads, and so we need somebody like you to kind of break it down, show us on paper exactly what it means, dollars and cents wise. And so you come to those conclusions when people come in and sit down and say, okay, I get Medicare, that's basic, so now what do we do from there? And that's where the conversation starts when somebody comes to see you.
Yep. That's exactly right.
So the Medicare part is automatic. It's all, when we're talking about open enrollment times, it's all the stuff that goes along, the supplements and such. That's what has a window of opportunity, right?
Yeah, the Advantage plans and then the standalone drug plans, the Part B plans.
And those enrollment periods are happening now, or we're coming up on them?
We're almost at the tail end of them.
Right.
So the first enrollment period deadline that's coming up is December 7th. Those are going to be affecting the Medicare Advantage plans, where somebody that wants to switch into a brand new one, that's going to be their deadline for that. The December 7th deadline is also the deadline for somebody to change or sign up for a Medicare Part D plan.
Okay.
So a standalone drug plan is going to go hand in glove with a supplement. If you're on an Advantage plan, your plan is going to offer the medications. If you go that route on that one, you're not going to have a standalone drug plan along with an Advantage. Those things those aren't permissible out there.
On the marketplace, the way our insurance works nowadays with Obamacare, your income determines how much your premiums are. When it comes to Medicare and these supplements and such, what determines the premiums there?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yep. Medicare,
just a flat deal?
Medicare is not income-based. It's
okay.
What plan are you signing up for? Zip codes come into play. Everything in our Northwoods is the same premium, same plan with the same company. So,
okay.
I mean, you could have and you rarely hear me use a company's name out there, but let's say it's United Healthcare. You might have a United Healthcare down in the Waukesha area that's going to have a different premium, even though it's the same, identically, same plan as up here. The premium might be different in a different zip code.
That's where the tax or the math geniuses come into play, and they decide, well, if you live up north, it's probably going to be, you're a little more susceptible to bear attacks. So we're going to have a little bit higher premium, or down south there ain't as many bears running around.
That's right.
There's
somebody running around with a pocket protector full of pens and stuff like that that's doing that.
It's kind of the same as like with car insurance. If you live in an area that's got a lot of gravel shoulders, your car insurance is probably going to be more expensive than if you're in an area that they're not so gravel covered on the shoulders, because that, you know, they've wrecked the windshields and stuff.
Who knows how they have everything figured out, but yeah, they sure seem to. So
one of the other things I wanted to ask a question about, before you and John started coming in here and talking about all this stuff, I had no idea that your agency covers this kind of stuff, and you help people free of charge. You get paid from insurance companies, not the people that you help.
Yeah.
When you and John first started coming in here, you were the only guys saying, come on in, we're here to help. I didn't know of anybody else. They were all probably doing it, but you guys were the first to come in and say, we are here to help, and we're not going to charge you. We get paid by the insurance companies. Nowadays, a couple of years removed from the first time you guys have been in here, I'm seeing the signs at a lot of different agencies. Open enrollment deadline is coming up. Stop in and tell us how we can. I never heard of anybody else doing that before you guys started. So you guys are like trailblazers.
Well, I don't know about that.
But no, I know about it. I was here, and you guys are the first.
You know, John was doing the radio show before. He and I partnered up here and really laid some good groundwork out there. When I came on, we did change our message a little bit. That's something that really wasn't highlighted. And I'm in the business of helping people. I mean, I have a lot of sayings. You know, one of them is, first and foremost, we're in the advice business. People, you know, we get the calls, and I can think of several instances the last couple of weeks. I'd said, you know what, you're in the right spot. Stay right where you're at. And they're like, well, how do you get paid? I'm like, someday you'll give us a referral. Someday your situation will change, and you'll know exactly who you're going to ring up.
Yeah.
And
so you're not doing business just for today. You're doing business today for tomorrow.
You got it.
Yeah,
you got
it. That's a great way to go, Mike. So as far as the Medicare open enrollment, the deadline is December 7th, and that's it. Then what if somebody misses it? What happens? Does anybody ever miss it? What happens? Is there any hope, or what goes on then?
Yeah, there's another enrollment that does take place from January 1st through the end of March. That one does not get advertised. That's the Medicare Advantage open enrollment. That will apply to people that are already on Advantage plans.
Okay.
That's exclusive to them. And like I said, thankfully they do not advertise it, because Lord knows we've been bombarded with enough messages out there. I can't even imagine what it is to be like a senior out there. So that enrollment period starts January 1st, runs through the end of March. We are actually setting appointments with some people that, again, we know that they're on an Advantage plan. They don't need that deadline for December 7th, and we're saying, hey, we'll talk to you right after the first of the year. We have this opportunity, so we're doing that. And then the marketplace has a deadline coming up too. That's December 15th. That's the first deadline for the marketplace. And December 15th is the deadline for marketplace enrollments to go into effect January 1st. And then there is a second marketplace enrollment deadline of January 15th. Those policies will go into effect February 1st. And the marketplace has some twists and turns this year. One of the carriers, there's two predominant carriers in our market up here, Security Health and Aspirus. One of them came out with a new type of plan, new different deductible structure out there. That's pretty popular. The other thing out there that is going to be interesting is the marketplace, supposedly, if you're collecting, if you're able to be what's called on a silver plan, that if you don't do anything, you're going to automatically renew into a silver plan,
okay,
which is not what a lot of people are going to want, because there's different levels. Again, it's based off of your income. If somebody barely qualifies for a silver plan and they get auto-enrolled into that from the bronze, they might end up seeing a huge premium increase that they did not necessarily agree to. So the government, in their infinite wisdom, which, again, that's a euphemism out there or whatever. But people have to watch out. People have to watch out for their mailings and stuff like that. But the marketplace, it's all about income this time of year. We are switching some people's plans because of the new one. But the big thing is we make sure people's income is representative of what the next year is going to look like,
right,
because that impacts their subsidy. And the subsidies this last year, or for this next year, are going up nicely. And so most people are going to actually see, let's say their income is exactly where it is for 2023, hey, they're seeing even lower premiums for 2024, which is pretty doggone nice.
Yeah, yeah. And for people that aren't up on all this stuff, and especially younger folks, they haven't been through the mill like a lot of folks. They've been around and that get this stuff. Younger folks especially, I would encourage them to come and see you, because the stuff they don't understand, you do understand. You're just here to help them and get them in the right plan that fits for them. And if they think they can't afford insurance, believe me, you can't afford not to have insurance. And at some of these premiums, some people aren't paying hardly anything for a premium.
I would say the vast majority of people are not paying a premium, actually.
Wow.
It's really interesting. I mean, there's different factors out there. There's the income, but then there's the age.
Right.
So, like, people are surprised that typically older people have lower premiums than younger people.
Huh.
Which, same plan, same income. Again, the government, with the marketplace, there's some twists and turns in there that you just kind of shake your head and think, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but yeah. that's the way that they work.
And I'm seeing their advertising now, too, on TV. I've seen some Obamacare plans, ads on TV saying, come and see us now, deadlines are coming up, make sure you're covered and all that stuff. So they're even hitting the airwaves out now, too. So yeah, the bottom line is to simplify life. And just go see Mike. Then, you know, all the stuff that comes in the mailings this time of year, I haven't gotten them yet. I'm not old enough, but I'm assuming I'm going to start getting bombed with that stuff. When you start getting bombed with all those mailings, it's time to just say, you know what? I'm just going to go see Mike. And then when the mailman comes, you just recycle all that stuff, and Mike's got it.
Yeah. You know, all it is a phone call.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell people there is no such thing as a stupid or a silly question. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll tell you like it is.
And you'll come to them if need be.
Yep.
You've done that before.
Actually, today that I got a 4 o'clock down to Merrill.
Okay. So what's the number to get a hold of you, Mike?
Two numbers, 715-493-3116. Then the other number is 715-493-4803.
Cut through all the mess. Cut through all the stuff that's out there, because there's a lot of stuff out there. Again, it's just as simple as calling Mike, 493-3116. Make an appointment to talk. He'll talk. You'll listen. You'll learn something. And Mike will worry about getting paid after you leave by somebody else.
That's correct.
Pretty much it.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Right there. Mike, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for helping people. And today is Giving Tuesday. It seems to me you give every day. Every day you go to work.
Well, Jeff, you have a great day. Appreciate everything.
Thank you very much. Mike Krewall, Dunn Financial Services. Make insurance easy, no matter how old you are. 493-3116 answers a lot of questions and takes a lot of stress off your plate. Nobody needs that.